Welcome to Next Gen, the 15-minute rewatch podcast of Star Trek The Next Generation that gives you more time to watch more Star Trek, if that's even possible. I'm Bill Smith.
And I'm Jamie Rogers. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the Next Gen that calls back to the original series, The Naked Now.
Wow, we sure are. Pour a tall one for this episode, because it's going to be quite the ride. Before we get into Jamie's 2-minute recap for The Naked Now, let's review the library computer data for this episode. The Naked Now. Written by D.C. Fontana from a story by D.C. Fontana and John D.F. Black. I wonder what that story was. The director was Paul Lynch, and the original air date for this episode was October 3rd, 1987. Happy 18th birthday to me. The crew of the Enterprise is infected with a virus that causes them to behave as though they were intoxicated. Hey, this sounds really familiar. Jamie, why don't you tell us about it?
The Enterprise encounters messages sent from the SS Tsiolkovsky, a science vessel monitoring the collapse of a red star. The messages portray the crew as having a wild party followed by an explosion, which is identified as the emergency hatch being opened. The Enterprise proceeds to secure the Tsiolkovsky via a tractor beam, and an away team beams over to the ship and finds many of the crew nude or barely clothed and frozen to death. Lieutenant LaForge finds a woman's body fully clothed and frozen while taking a shower, and she falls into his arms. When the away team returns to the ship, Dr. Crusher examines them and finds LaForge sweating profusely and complaining about the temperature. She orders him to stay in the sick bay, but he wanders out and makes his way into Wesley Crusher's quarters. LaForge places his hand on Wesley's shoulder, infecting him with the disease. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Commander Data locates a historical record identifying the ailment as similar to one encountered by Captain Kirk's USS Enterprise. Dr. Crusher soon discovers that the infection is spread by physical contact. Much of the ship's crew comes under the influence of the ailment, most notably a fully functional Data, who engages in a sexual encounter with Lieutenant Yar. Dr. Crusher, struggling against time and the effects of the ailment, discovers that the original antidote is ineffective, and she begins devising a new version of it. An infected Wesley lures key engineering personnel away from their stations and erects a force field, which helps give him control of the ship. Mr. Shimoda, who is under the influence of the ailment, removes all the isolinear chips from the engine control station. As the star collapses, a fragment is blown towards the two trapped vessels. Chief Engineer Sarah McDougal, more on her later, manages to disable Wesley's force field, and Data is sent in to replace the missing isolinear chips. Wesley, realizing that Data will not have enough time, reverses the ship's tractor beam, repelling the Enterprise off the Tsiolkovsky. This gives Data the additional seconds needed and the ship to manage an escape. The ship is cured, the crew is cured, I should say, of the ailment, and Picard partially credits Wesley for helping to prevent a disaster.
Great job, Jamie. Why don't we refresh our drinks and step into the observation lounge and talk about some of the finer points of this particular episode and what worked and what might not have worked so much. And I'll let you go first this time. What in particular works for you in The Naked Now?
All right, it's not much, but the character development I thought was good in The Naked Now. We see Data developed, takes a huge step towards humanity.
Huge step.
Riker and Troy's relationship is expanded further from Encounter at Farpoint. We really see the Picard-Crusher relationship expanded even further. And, you know, something that we'll see hinted on as the series goes on. I really like LaForge in this episode. And to be honest, looking at the first few episodes here, LaForge is really one of the stronger characters at the start of Next Generation. We see his character deepened, you know, how he wants sight and wants to look. We also see Yar's character expanded through her experience with Data, but also we learn more about her background and her past. So a lot of character development that we see here in The Naked Now.
You know, I have a couple of character beats that I call out specifically, and I have to agree with you. I love the early hints of something between Picard and Beverly, and I think that's because it's played so incredibly well by both Patrick Stewart and Gates McFadden. There's something believable there, even though they're pretending to be drunk. But even that part isn't nearly as cringeworthy as some of the others. You know, when that scene in sickbay where they give Geordi the antidote, and Geordi's like, hey, I feel great. and they kind of look at each other, and Picard takes the hypo spray, and they both kind of like turn and go. It's really kind of a funny moment, but in any other episode, it would seem totally out of character and inappropriate. And then I have to say, I really kind of like the connection made by Tasha and Data, even if it is slightly cringeworthy, because it's like you said, it's a tremendous leap for Data. It's actually just as tremendous a leap for Tasha, who has really some serious issues with people, if you think about it, with intimacy, with trust. The fact that this infection caused her to let some of that go and develop some kind of bond with somebody, I think is really kind of significant for Tasha.
Yeah, absolutely. And you touched on it very, very well there. I mean, think about her past and what she's going through. You know, this is something that, you know, male figures are probably a challenge for her to deal with. But yet we see this on a different level. And this particular interaction between the two of them, I mean, it is touched on for years to come in the show. And in fact, it's touched on in the movies to a certain extent as well. So it is a very important landmark moment, I should say, not necessarily a landmark episode.
What other aspects of this episode work for you in particular?
I really think Riker is the clear standout in this episode. Somehow, and I think you kind of needed this as a plot device, somebody had to pretty much stay even keel throughout this whole experience. And it seems like Riker was the one that wasn't as affected as everybody else when it came to being in that drunken state. So I think he's a clear standout. And even though the conversations aren't that great, I find some humor in the conversations between Wesley and Picard, their dialogue that goes back and forth at the end. I think it's one of the high points of the episode.
Yeah, Riker really does kind of stand out as the man in this episode and has kind of the Gary Cooper moments, something that Jonathan Frakes has talked about in the past. He clearly is in charge, not just of his faculties, but also the ship when Picard is impaired. And I think it works. Something else that worked for me, and this is probably the last of my aspects that really, really worked, is the music by Fred Steiner, who wrote so many great scores for the original series, because this has a total original series vibe. And I think it has to, since it really kind of sequels a TOS episode.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But other than that, none of the episode, the rest of the episode works for me, Bill. I'll be honest.
Yeah, there's... It's funny, and my first bullet point in what doesn't work is just about everything. Drunk Wesley, for example. This episode is really the first of what I like to call West Trek, where Wesley comes in and saves the day or plays a key role in an episode, kind of boxing out some of the other characters on the bridge. It doesn't sit well. The other problem I have is that we're kind of taking our characters outside of their box or their comfort zone in the first real episode of this series after the pilot, and that's far too early. I think this episode works better if it's mid-season or even late season, because we'll have had time to understand better who these characters are. I think it's a real misstep to put it this early, especially since it's the second callback to TOS in as many episodes, Jamie.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Bill. I think this would have been much better served if it was at the end of the first season, even farther beyond than the middle of the season. Once we've established these characters, established the relationships, seeing Picard and Crusher kind of having that flirtation would have had such a greater impact to us if we had learned more about these characters. But I just think it just doesn't work on a lot of levels. And I mean, think of Data. How would Data get affected by this disease? It just doesn't make sense to me. To me, it was an idea for them to just, they wanted to have him and Yar hook up. We get it. So they had to figure out some way for that to happen. And so to me, that feels so forced to do that.
If you prick him, does he not leak? Yeah. Yeah, not great. He has no emotions, yet he can be drunk. I'm not sure I understand any of that, but perhaps it's not for me to understand, Jamie.
Nope. Absolutely not.
What else doesn't meet muster for this one?
Well, you said mustard, so I'm going to say the yellow uniforms down in engineering don't work for me. So my first issue is I don't like the beginning of the carousel of chief engineers that occurs in the first season of Next Generation, starting with the illustrious chief engineer, Sarah McDougal. She doesn't make any more appearances after this. And I just think it was a misstep early on to not have that role on the ship clearly defined. And it carries off even further to this assistant chief engineer, Shimoda, who decides to leave Wesley Crusher in charge of engineering, you know? And to your point, this kind of begins the whole Wesley Trek thing early on that that most people don't like about TNG first season. But who in their right mind would leave this 15-year-old kid in charge of engineering? Clearly, the engineering staff that's in there right now.
Clearly, Chief Shimoda, who we don't ever see again either. I'm thinking he and McDougal are sent on the next shuttle to the nearest starbase to get anywhere other than the engineering hull of the Enterprise. So, yeah, no, I think those are all great points, and I agree with every single one of them. But let's take a look at this episode's inner light. What do we learn about these characters or our Star Trek universe or even ourselves in the process of watching this episode? And, Jamie, I'll let you go first.
Well, I think early on, and I know I touched on this early on in the discussion, but I feel Geordi is one of the more developed and well-utilized character early on in TNG. He's just solid. And this topic of him wanting to have sight while he has zero inhibitions because he's drunk is very interesting, because we no doubt see his character go back and forth on this topic as the series goes on, whether he wants sight, how he's going to get it, and the importance that he places on it personally, like even when Q gives it to him later on and things like that. It's a topic that we're going to see retreaded throughout the series. Well, I do think that it's a big step for the Picard Crusher dynamic and that relationship. I know we've touched on it a few times, but to me, it gets off to a really explosive start, and that back and forth is going to have a huge impact on the show. I was thinking of some episodes that I've been rewatching, even Allegiance, you know, which is in the future.
Yeah,
we see things like that kind of touched on, and so I like this relationship is very much explored. And you know, another thing that it's explored is Data's humanity. As funny and as tropey as that scene is between him and Yar, it changes Data as a character. It does make him one step closer to humanity, and the bond that the two of them develop from this encounter carries weight throughout the rest of the series. You know, even right down to Data holding his little crystal statue of Tasha Yar, she becomes very special to him, and it reverberates even into the movies, that special bond that the two of them have together.
No, well stated. I think for me, I think we learned that Data is probably a trillion times better than Google, because he can literally find anything using the most obscure reference. Riker says, I remember something about people in a shower with their clothes on. Data's like, I got this. You know, starts figuring away. Oh yeah, hey, it's the original Enterprise. That seems a little amazing to me. Already he can perform probably more calculations than the Enterprise computer can, and here he just comes up with this in no time. The other thing it tells me is that technology doesn't fully insulate us from issues in the future. Part of it comes down to decisions made by humans. That's true now. It's true in Star Trek. They can have all the biofilters they want in the Next Generation. It's not going to prevent, you know, stupidity from impacting people or things like, you know, weird diseases from impacting society. And then I think the last thing this episode teaches us on a slightly fun note is nobody knows how to deal with being hammered in the future. This strikes me as a real problem, because you think that we would have developed some kind of workaround. We haven't been introduced to Synthahol yet, but maybe that's why these people have no idea what to do. I don't know, Jamie, what do you think?
Yeah, you would think that they'd have some cure for being sober or needing to be sober, other than coffee or, you know, some antidote that only the original Enterprise would come up with.
Well, it appears that Dr. Crusher has found the cure for hangovers, at least. So here's hoping that that propagates backward in time. That's going to do it for this episode of Next Gen. Jamie, why don't you tell us about our next episode of Star Trek The Next Generation?
Code of Honor. One of the few Tasha Yar-centric episodes in the first season. Too bad most people don't watch it a second time to care about it.
And with good reason. Well, thanks for joining us for this episode of Next Gen. To leave us feedback, click on the More button in the app and send us an email.
And until next time, live long and prosper.